Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Living in the central US, our family was accustomed to our fair share of storms. We were just on the cusp so that we would occasionally get snow in the winter, but not as much as states further north. At the same time, we weren't south enough for the oppressive heat, dry seasons or tornadoes. Overall, we felt it was a pretty good midpoint when it came to the weather. So, one April day, we didn't give the announcement of a coming storm a second thought. After hearing it would likely be heavy with strong winds, we simply cancelled our dinner plans and prepared to bunker down for a cozy evening. I wish things had gone as nicely as we predicted. Our house is rather isolated. You can't see another house if you look in any direction, as it will take you a decent drive to reach the nearest neighbourhood. So, when the events of that evening took place, we had no one to go to or relate our side of the story to. We were completely alone. It started with the loss of power, thus knocking out any communication we may have. While it wasn't exactly a common occurrence, it had been known to happen with heavy storms such as these, so we brushed it off and lit some candles to light our home. We soon grew used to the sounds of rain, wind, and thunder outside. The next oddity was when we noticed the clocks had all frozen at the same time, locked at 10:17. The battery-powered one on the wall, my dad's wristwatch, our grandfather clock in the hall. No matter how long we waited or how hard we stared, none of the clocks in the house moved. We simply chalked it up to the loss of power, seeing as we had no reason to think otherwise. What made us seriously question the storm was when the wind stopped. Now, don't get me wrong, when I say this, I don't mean the storm itself stopped. It was still pouring rain and flashing lightning intermittently. The wind that was rustling the trees and howling against the walls simply ceased to blow. It gave the storm an eerie calm and quiet, despite the rain still falling heavy outside. At this point, we began to discuss what exactly could be happening. My mother suggested a hurricane, since they have the calm eye in the center, so perhaps we'd simply hit the halfway point of the storm. My father quickly shut down the idea, saying that clearly such an event would not happen so far inland. My sister, the bratty know-it-all of a 10th grade class, quickly gave the facts on the largest hurricanes recorded and how far they had travelled in from the coast. Still, it wasn't as far as us. After a good hour, our argument slowly dwindled as we realised the wind wasn't coming back. There was something different about the storm. Trying to get the children's minds off the strangeness of it all, my parents suggested we play some board games, to which we both agreed. The wind continued to be absent. About halfway into our game of Monopoly, we started hearing the tapping. Above us, we could hear the rhythmic sound of something clicking against our roof. We all stopped our bickering and negotiating to listen to the mesmerizing sound. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. It seemed to be following a pattern. Each set of three taps would be followed by a pause, with the next three coming from somewhere else entirely on the roof. Above the kitchen, then above the bathroom, then right above us, then above the kitchen, then us, then the bedroom. My sister and I's concern was probably clear on our faces, so my mother quickly suggested it was simply some tree branches. It wasn't impossible, as we had several trees close enough to the house, and it was likely that some branches would have broken off and landed on the roof, lodging themselves somewhere and repeatedly knocking on the shingles. But still, the nagging feeling of doubt lingered in my mind, and certainly in everyone else's. After all, how could they be tapping the roof with no wind? To further cement the idea and bring us peace of mind, my father went around and closed the curtains to the windows to protect us from branches that may fly in, as if a piece of fabric would do much to stop something like that. With everyone still uneasy, we continued our game, but with quieter tones. The tapping continued, and the wind still didn't return. Tap, 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 tap. As we were playing a game of Clue, my sister suddenly yelped, pointing at the window behind my father. We all turned to see a shape silhouetted behind the curtain. It was long and relatively thick, like that of a large tree branch. It came from the top of the window and ended at a rounded point that was clearly visible. As we all gazed at the incomprehensible shape, it suddenly began to move, slithering like a tentacle. The end quickly retreated up toward the roof. Seconds later, the tapping became faster and louder. Tap, 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 tap. At this point, my sister had tears in her eyes, fear clearly visible in her face. Even my mother looked disturbed. In that moment, I probably looked much like my sister, despite being older than her. Through it all, my father maintained a resolute expression, never showing fear or worry. It was likely his determination that kept us all from breaking, at least for the moment. We soon decided it would be best to try to sleep through all of this, resolving to put it behind us and hope it would be over in the morning. Of course, with the tapping, no one could fall asleep. So instead, we decided to simply stay together in the living room. Over the course of the next hour, we saw the tentacle-like shape three more times outside the windows, with each tapping appearance bringing louder and faster tapping. Tap, 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 tap. Soon, it sounded more like banging and began to drive us to the brink of madness. At that point, my father must have gotten tired of sitting still and doing nothing about it, because the next time we saw the shape, he got up and approached the window. To this day, I wonder what would have gone differently had he had done nothing and simply waited until morning. Of course, after having waited for what felt like hours with no change of the clocks nor darkness outside, who knew if day would ever come? As he stomped toward the shadow, it retreated as normal, but my father flung the curtain to the side. Outside, we could see the sky was a sickening dark green, the color you would expect from something old and rotting. I had heard of storms turning the sky green, but something about the color we saw stretching out in all directions made me feel sick. My father threw the window open, the rain from above dripping down into the house. With no wind, the rain didn't manage to blow inside. He stuck his head outside, looking to the left and right. As he did, we could see his eyes grow wide with shock and fear. Slowly, he turned his body to look up to the roof, and as he saw whatever was up there, his mouth opened. Perhaps he was simply amazed, or perhaps he meant to scream. Whatever the purpose, it didn't matter, because as he did, one of the tentacles flew down and grabbed his head. As quickly as it appeared, it returned to the roof, bringing my father with it. I was in too much shock to comprehend what the tentacle had looked like, past the fact that it clearly was exactly that, a dark, black tentacle. Later, I would see exactly what other details they had. With everyone stuck in stunned silence, we heard nothing but the rain. Part of me wishes that we heard something else. A scream, the sound of this creature, or any sign that my dad was even up there. But the silence we were met with was more terrifying than anything that could have possibly happened. Whatever happened to my father had happened instantly and without any sound whatsoever. After several moments of silence, my mother quietly approached the window and closed it, drawing the curtains back. After she did, she collapsed to the floor and began to weep. I heard my sister do the same, and I'm sure I did as well. The realization dawned on us that we were all in danger. Suddenly, the banging on the roof resumed, filling our minds and fueling our madness further. We could not take this for much longer. After waiting for what I felt was several more hours, the sun surely should have risen. But still, the clock read 10:17, The darkness lingered outside, and peeking out the window revealed the same sickly green sky. How such a clear colour was visible, while at the same time drenching the land in darkness, was beyond me. But at this point, nothing that had happened made any sense. Not long after I began to wonder about these things, my mother seemed to snap. She got up from a spot on the couch and stormed to the front door. My sister pleaded for her to stop, but my mother ignored her. I just sat there, watching emotionless. She opened the door, stepping out into the rain. The darkness outside looked tangible, infinite, and ready to devour anything that stepped inside. Despite the darkness beyond and green above, my mother defiantly stepped forward. Expecting her to immediately be snatched up and devoured just like my father, I was shocked to see her take a dozen steps out onto the grass. She stopped and turned to look at us, a mixed look of confusion, surprise, and relief on her face. But inevitably, her gaze was drawn up above us to the roof. As her eyes moved to the door to whatever lay above, her face contorted into fear and shock, her mouth opening much the way my dad's had, the scream of pure terror and horror that she let out in that moment has never left me. As she screamed, a tentacle shot out and wrapped around her body, with audible sounds of bones snapping. Her scream turned to that of pain, and I'm sure blood began to run from her mouth. I say might have, because my gaze was drawn instead to the tentacle. Its lingering allowed me to view it in all of its horror. It had the suction cups you would expect on that of an octopus, but in the center of each one was a single massive eye. The gazes all darted about, some locking onto my mother as she tried to writhe and break free of its grasp. One landed its gaze directly on me, staring into my very mind and soul. I felt a pure feeling of terror and panic that I have never felt before and could not hope to describe. Moments after it gazed on me, the tentacle once again retreated to the roof with my mother. As it did, her screaming abruptly ceased. When she stopped, my sister began sobbing and suddenly ran out toward the door. I know I should have stopped her, should have yelled, should have grabbed her, but the stare of that eye was all I could see in my mind. Shaking it from my vision as much as I could, I managed to watch as my sister stepped over the cusp of the door. As soon as her foot hit the wet concrete beyond, another tentacle shot down and grabbed her by the neck. I heard a scream, followed shortly by a violent pop as the scream stopped instantly. Her lifeless body got pulled up, her legs dragging against the top of the doorframe. I was alone. I don't know what drove me, but I slowly got up and walked toward the door, standing just in front of that open portal to the darkness beyond. I froze, not out of fear, not out of judgment. I just stopped walking. I stood there for what felt like an hour, simply staring out into the void. The only thing I heard during that time was a soft falling of rain just beyond. No tapping, no screaming, nothing. What snapped me into my senses was the sound of my mother's voice. She was calling my name, quietly. Her voice sounded like hers, but something in my brain told me that it was not. I could not discern what was wrong with it, but deep down I felt it was not the voice I knew. I began to shake out of fear, and as I stood frozen there, I noticed three figures slowly fade into view ahead. What I saw was impossible, but there in front of me, they were anyway. I heard my mother's voice again, calling my name, sounding louder. It was coming from the figure on the left. These three figures were my family, my mother, my sister, and my father. As they grew closer, the features in the face became more obvious. It was clearly them. It was then that I noticed everything wrong. My mother's body was twisted, ribs poking through the skin, blood leaking from her mouth and from the wounds. My sister's head was turned to the right at an unnatural angle, her neck jutting out. My father was the best off, with no wounds visible. But behind each of them, a collection of eye-covered tentacles were implanted in the backs of their necks, reaching up and back toward the roof. I could see in the eyes of my family that no life remained, but this thing was using their bodies like puppets. Collectively, their voices beckoned me to come outside. The urge to step forward and join them was deafening my mind. Without them, I was so alone. As my mind cleared enough to think, I took a step back. As I did, the faces of my animated family contorted, their mouths gaping open far larger than the jaws should allow. A horrid screech erupted from deep within them, driving me to the floor with my hands on my ears. When I finally managed to look back up, my father had come closer to the door, now a mere foot in front of me, still screeching and reaching out with both arms. Feeling consciousness failing me, I reached for the door and, in a final act of defiance, slammed it shut. Instantly, the screeching stopped. I willed the images of that eye, of my twisted family, of the green and black beyond the door out of my head, and was consumed by darkness. I don't know how long I was out for, but I awoke some time later to see the light coming through the windows. It was sunlight. Getting up and finding my balance, my head still throbbing, I hobbled over to the nearest window and opened the curtains. The sky had returned to a pale blue, the sun having just finished rising over the distant horizon. The ground was wet from a summer's rain, but no leaves or branches were strewn about. To my left, a clock read 10:18. Opening the front door, everything looked completely normal. It was finally over. At least, that's what I assumed. Eventually, the police got involved to investigate the disappearance of my family. Being the only one remaining put me under great suspicion, of course, but I could see that they felt I had nothing to do with this. They never did tell me how they knew I wasn't involved. I ended up staying with a relative for the day after they cleared me to leave, and it seemed I would be for the foreseeable future. In fact, I still am to this day. Had that been the end of it, I may have simply accepted that everything I saw was some sort of horrible nightmare and my family had simply left for some unimaginable reason. But that night, as I slept, I had a dream that convinced me that the events of that night were more than my imagination. I was standing at the front door of my house, a step away from being outside. With my body out of my control, I walked out onto the concrete, counting a dozen steps, then stopped and slowly turned. I saw it on the roof of my house. I stay awake for days on end, drinking as much coffee as my body allows. I do everything in my power to fight off the sleep I need. Inevitably, I succumb to the darkness, where the horrors become reality. Everyone I know thinks it's just part of my coping, but they could never understand. This being sits atop the roof of my house, an infinite number of tentacles protruding from its slender body. They twist and morph in all directions, some drooping down onto the ground, others floating up into the sky, each one covered in those horrible eyes. The entire thing is the darkest of black, so dark as to stand out even in the night. All light seems to be absorbed by the thing. Its horrific body curls upward into a massive head, a twisted visage resembling the shape of a human's. It has no eyes, nose, ears or hair. All it has is a snarling, massive mouth, curled up into a smile full of sickening yellow teeth. Every night I am forced into my home, on the edge of the door. Every night I am forced to walk a dozen steps, only to turn and face it. And every night I am taunted by three of its tentacles hanging closer, controlling the lifeless bodies of my family. And every night, with the twisted voices of the ones I used to love, it repeats the same thing to me. Come home.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: Startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.